of the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmasher with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the new fiscal year.
Yes, as the Oklahoma Beef Council moves into fiscal year 2025, we'll be focused on our mission of strengthening beef demand domestically and globally. This will include educational initiatives directed at health professionals, from physicians and dietitians to nurse practitioners. We also have a new effort this year introducing beef as a premier protein as part of a sports nutrition game plan to high school athletes. Likewise, we are excited to promote beef through high school state championships from basketball to football. Continuing in education new this year, we have an innovative teaching tool for junior high and high school STEM students on the topic of beef sustainability. And promotionally, we'll continue funding e-commerce efforts that demonstrate measurable beef sales results. And with our Beef It's What's for Dinner brand, we'll showcase beef advertising through digital marketing and connected TV. Finally, we are excited once again to be an investor in growing U.S. beef sales internationally. All in all, we look forward to a great year at the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Look for Cattleman's Corner.
Well, on November the 22nd, the Chief Veterinary Officer of Mexico has notified the United States Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, of a positive detection of New World screwworms in Mexico. The NWS was found in a cow in the southern Mexico state of Chiapas at an inspection checkpoint that's close to the border with Guatemala. NWSs are fly larvae that infest living tissue of warm-blooded animals, causing infection. Given the northward movement of NWS, APHIS has, in recent months, stepped up its efforts in Central America to partner with impacted countries to push this pest out of newly affected areas. This coming from Dr. Rosemary Sifford. She's the Chief Veterinary Officer of the United States. With this latest find in Mexico, we will further intensify this work to protect American agriculture and reestablish the barrier in Central America. Given the severity of the threat from NWF, APHIS is restricting the importation of animal commodities originating from or transitioning Mexico effectively immediately, and pending further information from Mexican veterinarian authorities of the size and scope of the infestation. A complete list of regions APHIS recognizes as affected by screwworm, as well as more detailed information on trade restrictions, can also be found at the USDA APHIS Animal Health States of Regions website. Well, the United States Grain Council is composed of 9 offices around the world tasked with promoting various U.S. grains such as corn, barley, and sorghum in foreign markets, as well as helping to shape trade policies domestically. I had the opportunity to catch up with U.S. Grains Council Director of Trade Policy, Andrew Brandt, to talk a little bit about his biggest post-election concerns.
I think there's a lot of concerns across the space. Like with Mexico, we've got the biotech dispute. Hopefully that case will be announced. The opinion in that case will be announced in early December to mid-December, and hopefully we will win. Another increasing issue we see a lot, and it's kind of a threat / opportunity, are all the new sustainability mandates, consumer preferences. There's a lot there to try and make sure you satisfy, because in some cases it's governments doing mandates of you need to grow a crop this way or you can't. Like the EU deforestation reg, which doesn't actually apply to corn yet. It does soy. Things like that that are popping up. And then third, as a result of the election, the potential for a new round of tariffs. The Trump administration, President Trump won. His administration, they're not hiding the ball here. They're saying we're going to do tariffs. In fact, they will. We don't have the final details on what those tariffs will look like, specifically like how large a tariff rate will be, say 20% or 30%. It could be across the board, and then there could be certain countries that get singled out and earn an even higher tariff that is only applicable to them. So we don't have all those details yet.
To hear my complete conversation with U.S. Grains Council Andrew Brandt, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.